Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
You know, just the other day, I was talking to the executive producer of this show, Joe Donesco, and I was telling him that with every passing year, we gain an advantage. I'm going to talk about that advantage coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Donesco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. And we're going to talk about something that's very important to all of us. We don't give them enough respect like we should. And you know what? If you don't, you're going to pay the price. I'm talking about our feet. Now, our feet, folks, I want you to look down for a second. We give very, very little respect to these two most important things that have held us up our whole lives. Our feet have changed, whether we're ladies and we've been carrying children. Our poor feet under us have adjusted to weight gain. As we're getting older, we might be a bit more arthritic. You might have issues with your heels. You might have plantar fasciitis. Let's face it, our feet don't look like the feet we had when we were about 16 years old. They have changed, and they're basically a reflection of how we've lived our lives. If you've had the kind of job where you're on your feet, you know the importance of good footwear, okay? You know, if you're a nurse, if you're someone who's on a route, you're moving constantly, you're a waitress, you want to, and if you just want to be comfortable, you can't spend time in bad shoes because it will catch up with you and it will bite you. You think you're saving money, but in the long run, if you're going to have pain due to problems with your feet, it is not worth it. My husband had this problem, okay? He's having back issues. He's having a bit of arthritis. He's got the plantar fasciitis. And I looked down at his footwear and said, you know what? This is not going to do. He was wearing your average shoe and sneaker that you get at the big box store. And I'm sure he paid, you know, pretty penny for them. But they weren't taking care of him. They were just on his feet. So I said, we're going to stop this. We're going to go to the one place in Western New York that specializes in our feet, and that is SAS Shoes. Now, I know of SAS because they advertised with us on AM Buffalo for years, but I hadn't gotten a chance to get over there in quite a while. Main and Transit is where they are, right in Transit Town Plaza on the corner, and when you get there, you're going to meet Aaron Tolman and staff. So we've got Aaron with us today for our interview. Good morning, Aaron. Nice to have you back.
Good morning, Linda. Thank you very much for having me.
And, you know, I'm picky, Aaron, when it comes to who's on Senior Radio. I want to make sure that it's a business that really, really cares about our seniors here in Western New York. And I know that is true about SAS Shoes from our previous experience. But, Aaron, when I did get to the store with my husband, it was everything that I hoped it would be, that experience. And, you know, that has to do with your family background and the years that you have had serving Western New York clients.
Yes, that's correct. I'm a third-generation retail. My grandfather started in the late 20s and then ended up buying a retail shop from the person he worked for, and my father still runs that. And then now we've expanded into the shoes here in Buffalo, and they have the two stores here in the Transit Town Plaza now.
You know, the one thing that I knew what was going to happen, and it did, is that when I spoke with you or I spoke with Donna, who helped us that day, or Ron, when you ask a question about your products, you folks have the answers. There's nothing worse than talking to a sales associate who kind of really doesn't want to be there, and you ask them a question about the product you're interested in buying, and they kind of give you this, I don't know, we'll ask this person. No, that's not the case with SAS Shoes. You really have a personal relationship with this brand and why they are so good for us.
That's right. And you know, we try and ask questions when the customers come in and try and find out what's going on and figure out if there's any problems that we can help solve and help minimize any foot discomfort, pain issues, and offer suggestions that will help give them a more comfortable footwear experience.
And, you know, Aaron, like I said, this was a family decision for us to come on over and see you because, you know, every time I want to travel, we're ready to go on our next trip, you know, coming up in May. And when I do proposition my husband and say, let's go out, let's go do this, this is going to take a little bit of walking, he would always give me that, this is going to hurt me look. You know what I mean? It's like, do I have to put those shoes on and go? And when I got to your store and we worked with Donna and we worked with you, and first things first was that you found the right orthotic for him. I mean, it just changed his whole demeanor, and I think you see something like that every day with your clients.
We really do. So many people that come in the doorway are, you know, having the common foot issues, the plantar fasciitis you mentioned, arch pain, metatarsalgia, and simple issues like that that we can really help solve and give them a more comfortable experience in walking. And, you know, whether it's a short distance or on a trip, long distances, we can definitely help improve that.
Yeah, and SAS Shoes, you have been there for a long, long time. And, you know, I got to tell you, Aaron, I was really impressed with the variety of footwear that you have there. It's not just, I have to go and wear orthopedic shoes. That wasn't the case at all.
Right. Yes. Yeah. No. This comfort shoes over the last 10 plus years have definitely gotten more stylish comfort because that's what people want. They don't want to wear the orthopedic shoes. They want normal looking shoes that are comfortable, and that's what we really try and carry. You know, all the top brands and styles, and have that nice offering for our customers.
Yeah, it took me a while to get through everything in the store. You have shoes. You have Route 5 boots next door. Sandals, slippers, sneakers, heels, and socks. And handbags. Yes. And the thing is, though, that when you come in, you have a wonderful opportunity to give somebody a digital diagnosis for the correct fit. And I was very impressed with that.
Yes, yeah, the Atrex foot scanning technology that we offer is a really nice tool that we can use, and it helps shows the customer, you know, what issues they're having with the pressure points, and it shows right there on the screen, and they can see it, and now it has a picture of what they're feeling, shows us, and then we can help diagnose that and give them a much better comfortable experience with those orthotic inserts.
Yeah, now, Aaron, you've been working, like I say, in this business for a long time. And do you think that it's just a matter of we kind of get busy with our lives and don't realize that what we're putting on our feet is making a difference in a negative way to how we're walking, how we're feeling, how we're planning our life? Like I had said at the beginning of this segment, our feet have changed since we were kids. We've asked a lot of our feet throughout our lifetime. And the thing is, when you go in to a big box store and you go get yourself a pair of sneakers, you're going to pay a lot of money, and a lot of that is for the marketing. I would much rather come into SAS and learn about your product and then get something that, hello everybody, made in the USA, and you can see the quality that's built right into that footwear.
Exactly. Yeah, SAS, that comfort, fit, and quality is what they're known for. The size and widths that they offer as well. Women's sizes 4 to 12, men's 6 to 16, and, you know, and that slim to extra, extra wide widths. So we've got all the size and widths to cover and fit most all the customers that come in through the door.
Yeah, and that was another thing, because we're always trying to slam our feet into shoes that are just kind of made for anybody. Every one of us is unique. When you look at your foot doesn't look like anybody else's foot on this planet. And yet we're always going to the store and we're making the same mistake over and over again, trying to buy a shoe that was really just made for any, you know, supposedly any foot. And we wonder why we have issues with our feet year after year after year.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so, you know, when every customer comes in, we try and measure both feet because even right and left feet are different.
Yeah.
And then with the Atrex orthotics that we offer, it does offer a more custom fit to each shoe that the customer's trying on.
And you know, Aaron, the tale of the tape is that, like I said, I was kind of, come on, honey, let's go. We're going to go to SAS Shoes. And you know what? Once my husband started working with Donna, not only did he buy a pair of everyday walking shoes, which can be really substituted for good shoes, he bought two extra pairs of orthotics and a pair of sneakers. It was like I couldn't get him out of there. And it was wonderful to see, like I say, that change in him, that now when we're planning on going somewhere, he immediately, you know, puts the orthotics and the sneakers, and he knows which pair of shoes he's going to go in. And it's like he's a different person. It's just amazing the difference in the experience of living our lives, which we're all about, living it and living it well, when you're not in pain from something like incorrect footwear.
Right, right. Yeah, and just being healthier and being comfortable when you're on your feet and not worried about how far it is to the store that you're walking to, or a restaurant, or a walking trip. You're just thinking about the experience and not worried about your feet being comfortable. That's a big relief for a lot of people.
You know, Aaron, it seems to me you and your staff, you just take the time with everybody who comes in and said, just try it. Just try it, because you must get an awful lot of customers who are there for the first time. I know they're going to come back once you once they come through the door. But the first-time customer who really doesn't know what to expect must be just, again, it must be such a gratifying feeling for you to know that they're going to leave that store after an entirely different foot-buying experience.
It really is, and it's very satisfying, and it's rewarding when you see them come back for the next time, and they're thanking you for, you know, just helping them out and solving one of those foot issues and the discomfort issues that they're having, and then they come back that second time and are looking for more shoes and boots and, you know, whatever they may need, and you know, we're their go-to store for their footwear needs.
Oh, yeah, Aaron, that you were even telling me when I was there in person that people have moved away and they contact you via email so they can continue getting their shoes from you.
Yep. They call up, or, you know, even they just want to call, talk to us on the phone, email, whatever it might be, and still support our store here, and they just still have that connection to us, which is nice.
Yeah, and it's not like you can go in there and anybody's going to look at you funny because, you know, you have a foot issue. This is why doctors refer their patients to go to SAS Shoes, podiatrists and orthopedics. They want their patients to come in because they know SAS Shoes is the only place that's going to fit them properly, and you're going to get a beautiful shoe.
Yes, that's correct. We've had relationships for as long as we've been in Western New York, and the doctors know that they send their customers here that are going to be taken care of.
Yeah, and you know, we went in for my husband, Aaron, and then I wanted to be put on the orthotic machine myself because I wanted to see him. Now, I didn't think I had any foot issues, and it's funny because my the insert that was recommended for me, ever since I started wearing it, it's been interesting because I didn't think I had problems with my feet, but I was actually getting a little bit of pain in my toes from arthritis and a little bit of nerve pain, neuropathy. And I find that after walking with my orthotics in the correct shoe, that pain is gone. And that's an amazing, amazing discovery after you just kind of live with something for a while.
That's right. And, you know, until it's really a major issue, then you realize it. But it's something that's developed over time. But if you can get ahead of the game and get the better fitting shoe, more support with that orthotic insert, you can push off any of those foot issues down the road.
Yeah. And I got to tell everybody, I'm so proud to be a client of yours. And now that you're a client of ours, I'm really excited about it. Because, as people know, I'm very picky about Senior Radio. This is Aaron Tolman, everybody. He's the owner of SAS Shoes right on Main and Transit, right in Transitown Plaza on the corner, right next to Route 5 Boots. You can get in touch through SASShoesBuffalo.com. Go down and visit. Give them a call if you like at 716-631-1002. They're open Monday through Saturday. You're going to meet Aaron, you're going to meet Donna, you're going to meet Ron, and you are going to leave with feet that have never felt as good as they will after being fitted at SAS Shoes.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. take care of it all. From junk to fine art, whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
What does the RedShare treatment really mean for you? It means getting answers without having to jump through hoops. It means getting access to the care you need so you can put your mind at ease and getting more ways to stay active while also helping those in our community who really need it. What does the RedShare treatment mean? Having 1,000 local people who are all about your health. Learn more about independent health at RedShareTreatment.com.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out, and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you on Senior Radio Buffalo. We have this date every week, as you know, and we also want to invite you to our Sunday show. Yeah, Aging Gracefully. And that's early. That's at like 6:30 in the morning. But we have a whole entirely different set of topics for that. But we enjoy having you there just the same. All right, we're going to be talking about something that I think is very important, and that is making the correct Medicare choice. Now, I say this because it is very important to your health that you pick the right plan for you. And your plan might be different from your husband's plan or from your friend's plan or from the plan that you had when you were working. And it's really, really important to get the right advice. Now, I will say that we're being bombarded with commercials from Jimmy Walker, Dynamite, the quarterback from the Jets, Joe Namath. I mean, a lot of legitimate people are really urging you to call these 800 numbers on TV to get, quote-unquote, things from Medicare that you're not getting now. And they make it very, very enticing. Hey, you could be getting money back. You could be doing this. Well, you know what? If for the people who have gone to Clarity Group, which is our local incredible organization with 4 locations, over 24 agents, they don't charge you a dime, okay? You know that those ads are downright silly, misleading in many cases, and for anyone who is calling you on the phone, that is absolutely wrong, okay? Those who have gone to Clarity Group have been counseled. You know that they know who you are, your doctors, and you know from the plan that you've gotten that you're not missing anything. So let's talk about how misleading some of that information is. With the folks from Clarity Group, we have Sally Steyer, who's president, Lisa Giancarlo, vice president, and Karen Olson, also vice president. So good morning, ladies. It's great to have you here.
Good morning, Linda.
Listen, Sally, the 800 number, they only have 30 seconds to try to get you to call. But there's an awful lot of information they're not telling you.
Yes, that's so true, Linda. I mean, those commercials make everything sound wonderful, talking about all these fabulous benefits they can get, whether it's, you know, extra dental or vision or over-the-counter products, money back in your Social Security check. But what they're not telling you is not every plan has all of those things. They might have some of those things, or they could have special requirements. Like there's plans that are only available to people that have both Medicare and Medicaid in order to get some of those benefits. Sometimes you get some extra money back in your Social Security check, which is something we can help people with. But usually in that case, you're giving up something else. And it depends. You have to look at the whole package when you're choosing a plan. You know, not just one feature that happened to be really appealing that they were pushing on you, because you don't know what you're giving up. And chances are, too, when you call these numbers, you're not speaking with someone local. They don't know our market. They don't know everything that's available. So they have to, and the first thing they want to know is what's your zip code, so they can go on their computer and look really quickly and see what's out there. So they don't know it off the top of their heads like our local people would.
Of course.
Like we do here.
Of course. Absolutely. Now, Karen, I understand that one of the first things they'll ask you is your Medicare number. And like your Social Security number, that's not necessary to be given out. In fact, as we all know, you never give out your Social Security number. But why are they asking you about what your Medicare number is?
You know, I've heard from so many people that have gotten a call or they've responded to the commercial by calling the 800 number, and the first thing they're asked is for their Medicare number, and the person on the other line is saying, I need your Medicare number so I can look up your doctors and your medications and the plans in the area. And Linda, that is totally false. Nobody should ever ask you for your Medicare number. Social Security doesn't ask anybody to call to get the Medicare number. Social Security just does not do that, and Medicare does not do that. You should never give out your Medicare number to anyone until you've actually met with that person and reviewed the plan with them so you understand the plan you're enrolling with. Then, yes, then the agent or the broker will need that Medicare number to get you enrolled in the plan that's a really good fit for you. So you have to be wary, and I know the commercials are on nonstop, and they're just bombarding you with all this information that, you know, and they just kind of wear you down, and then you think that they're legitimate, and really nobody should ever ask you for your Medicare number.
Right, and again, I want to just assure our audience, if you have already gone to Clarity Group, you're not missing a thing. They cover all the bases. Now, if you made the mistake and called one of those 800 numbers, first of all, if you call back, you'll never get the same person on the phone, and that should be a red flag to you. But if you've already called and now you're having second thoughts, Lisa, what can they do?
Well, they can give Clarity Group a call, and we'll see what we can do about fixing the problem, number one. And like Karen, you know, reviewed, you know, do not give them your red, white, and blue Medicare card ID number. That's the last thing you want to do, because even if you're not on the phone with them, they will use that and enroll you in something after you even get off the phone with them.
Oh.
So, and I have had that happen with my clients. And once they have that Medicare number, they will continually change your plan on you.
Wow.
So you really, really need to be careful. There's so many shady things going on out there and scams. You know, you really need to be careful. I've had two clients alone that have accidentally called them thinking they didn't want to bother me.
Ugh.
And I'm like, that's what I'm here for all year round. You
right.
should be bothering me, you know? So,
and also, Linda, I think I'd like to interject. You know, a lot of the folks that are on the other side of that phone number are agents who have quotas to meet.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get so many enrollments per week. And it's just a quick conversation. They throw a recording at you, and before you know it, they're enrolling you in a plan that you have no idea what you're enrolling in until you start getting your new member ID card and materials in the mail. And
wow,
that's when we start getting the calls, you know, like, you know, Lisa's right. I mean, we have had clients call us and say, I think I may have been enrolled in a plan. I called this 800 number and, you know, and so we've had to rescue them.
Wow, they literally will prey on people. So please, even if you're taking care of your beloved seniors, make sure they're not inadvertently answering the phone and agreeing to these things. And then you're going to find out that all your work going forward with Medicare has been undone, and you've got some plan that you've never heard of that gave somebody a commission. This is why it's so important to trust Clarity Group. Thousands in Western New York have. Everybody has flocked over to Clarity Group before the open enrollment period ended December 7th. They are here. They are our neighbors and friends here in Western New York, four locations, and they stay open all year so they can answer your questions. You can come on in at any time and ask what might be changing. They'll let you know if something is changing in your plan, but you can be sure all the plans that they can show you, they can kind of help you narrow it down to what might be best for you. And what might be best for you, again, may not be the plan that your spouse takes or the plan that your friend takes. Everybody is different and they have different needs. So Clarity Group will whittle that down for you. They're not married to any one service, so they can, if you, let's say you're a kind of person who travels, maybe then that means it's a different type of Medicare that you want, so you're covered when you go out of town. The bottom line is Clarity Group is here. You never have to call an 800 number. Clarity Group, 716-393-3437, 716-393-3437, or claritygroupny.com. And remember, you always hear them on Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The wind chill will be below zero for much of the day, and then tomorrow, heavy snow is in the forecast.
We're still on track for a widespread heavy snow impacting most of western and central New York, but around here right now, still looking at 9 inches or more, and it's a widespread snow, not like a lake effect system. This is widespread. So areas, all areas are going to see this kind of heavier snow.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Jason Allenbaugh. Tonight, the Buffalo Bills host the New England Patriots in a wild card playoff. Kickoff is at 8:15 because of the wind chill. If you're going to the game, you're advised to bundle up. As for the game itself, it's the first playoff meeting between the teams since the AFL 1963 East Division playoff, won by the then Boston Patriots. The man convicted of murdering Maddie Steingasser nearly three decades ago learned his fate in court Friday afternoon. Joseph Bellstadt was sentenced to 25 years to life in state prison by Niagara County Judge Michael Moen. Steingasser was found strangled in 1993 at Bond Lake Park. The two were classmates at North Tonawanda High School at the time. Steingasser was last seen alive going into Bellstadt's car. Her body was discovered a month later. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Last week, I was at a senior center, and a fellow sitting next to me, he was probably about my age, and a woman walked over to him and said, I hope you don't mind me telling you this, but there's a suppository in your ear. And she walked away, and the guy turned to me. He had a look of terror on his face, and I said, what's wrong? He says, now I know where my hearing aid went. Obviously, that was a joke.
And not a very good one.
Well, there's a lot of jokes about us, senior citizens, that is. But I have some positive news about being a senior citizen. When I learned some of the statistics regarding the current pandemic, I congratulate everybody listening to this broadcast, because in the area of mental health, we, that is, senior citizens, did much, much better than the age group between 35 and 55. And that's because of our advantage. What advantage, you're probably asking yourselves now. But I'll tell you, with the passing of the years, the average person gains wisdom. And wisdom breeds courage. And when I talk about courage, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have any fear. Courage means that you don't let fear stop you from living and enjoying your life. You know, us old people, we're just young people who've been around for a while, or in some cases, a very long time. And with time comes wisdom, and with wisdom comes courage. We have all lived through trying times, and I especially like this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. And that, my friends, is our advantage.
Back with you again here on Senior Radio, everyone. Linda Pellegrino, and Happy New Year, just in case I haven't wished that to you earlier. And it is going to be a happier new year. We've got a lot to look forward to. We've got the rest of our lives ahead of us. We want to do things better in our new year as a resolution, right, than we did the year before. And I have to tell you, if you have a beloved senior in your life who you are helping to care for, or maybe that beloved senior is you, you're going to be very interested in this segment. Because as you know, we're all about improving our lives, our quality of lives, and meeting the people here in Western New York who can help you find the answers you're looking for. Now, in this case, it's care for the seniors in our life. We are on the phone once again with the wonderful Roxanne Sorensen of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, located right on Harlem Road, kind of going into Williamsville. Hello, Roxanne. Nice to have you back.
Hi, Linda. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. Roxanne, I have to tell you, when I learned what your business was all about, and basically it's advocating and implementing services for older adults and caregivers, all I can think of right now is how complicated COVID has made all of this. If you work on our seniors' behalf to make sure they're going to get the services, they're going to get the care, they're going to move, let's say, to a place that's going to accommodate what their needs are, I can only imagine how tough this has been lately with COVID-19.
It has been it's changed the demographic of our industry 100%. It's not an easy process. It never was an easy process, but it's really added several layers, not even one layer, several layers to how we look at putting a plan together. If, you know, you are someone who's at home and has home care, and that individual that's coming in gets COVID, now you're left without any aids. Do you mandate someone coming into your home have the vaccine? You can't really do that, or can you? You know, there's parameters to that. Going and seeing a loved one in a facility, anything from a retirement community to a nursing home, every day the rules change. Families don't know if they're coming or going, and what we really see is a lot of loneliness for those that are institutionalized and they can't see their family.
Right.
And then
right.
They don't recognize their family in some cases when they are starting to have visitation. It's really changed a lot of how we think about older adults and how to manage. Even in my own life, I've had to rethink how I deal with my mom and her situation.
And you know, folks, I'm hoping that this is making you think about your situation, because as Roxanne says, what happens is that people go into kind of a paralysis mode, and they end up doing nothing, and that nothing equals loneliness and maybe even bad decisions. Now, if it's been a bit challenging for Roxanne through COVID, imagine what it would be like for you to try to make these decisions without having anybody on the inside to help you steer towards and away from certain situations. If you're trying to manage your own senior care or a loved one, what happens is that you don't do anything until there's a crisis. Mom is now in the hospital. Mom broke a hip. Mom's got COVID. Well, now what do we do? And there's no easy answer for that, except that you can call Roxanne Sorensen before this all happens to work with Roxanne and get a plan. So if this ever happens to you, the first call you make is to Roxanne, and then your plan gets put into action. Roxanne, I would sleep better nights after a conversation with you knowing that things will now start moving in the right direction and everybody will get the best care they could possibly get.
Thank you, Linda. I'm advocating for families to start thinking about those what-ifs. I know we don't want to talk about them. I know we, you know, think our parents are, you know, superheroes. But at the same time, having just one meeting, one conversation, laying everything on the table so that you know the pros and the cons of the situation and you're not coming to town in a crisis or you're not having to leave your job because mom's not answering her phone. And I just think we stay stuck in that pretend mode that it's not going to happen to me situation when it is going to happen to us at some point. And I really do sit down with the loved ones and just let's talk. You don't even have to put any services in yet. But having at least a little basic knowledge of what is around you goes a long way, especially in a crisis.
Absolutely. Now, Roxanne is located at 4255 Harlem Road. That's Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. And I'm going to give you her number. It's 716-823-1476. That's 716-823-1476, Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Over 25 years of experience, Roxanne, advocating and implementing services for older adults and caregivers. And you got into this business to take care of your own father.
I did. My parents are closing in on 80, and, you know, their health has been precarious. My dad's a Vietnam vet who's got some health issues due to Agent Orange, so he kind of started my cycle of wanting to do this privately because I've been a social worker for a long time. And now I'm dealing with my mom. I've had all kinds of family members in my life that I've had to help, and friends and family and other colleagues, and really it's the reason Elder Care Solutions exists is so we can help others.
And Roxanne, it's not just to move someone into a healthcare facility. Sometimes it's just implementing services that now all of a sudden you need, even on a short-term basis.
Absolutely. It's bringing in Meals on Wheels if that's what's necessary. Transportation, a lifeline device. I used to argue with my grandmother when she was alive. It took her 6 trips to the ER before she would listen to me to get a lifeline device. And, you know, sometimes you just have to do baby steps. And I will say this. Just today alone, Pam in our office took some phone call intakes. And out of 5 calls, 4 of them didn't have power of attorneys. Just simple documentation strategies are as a simplistic start that most people just say, oh, no, I don't need that yet. Well, there is no perfect age to say, well, I'm 90, I should get it. It should be anyone over the age of 18. And then I look at the room and when the mom and dad don't have them, and I look to the children and say, well, do you have one? Well, no. Mm-hmm. So now you got 4 people in a room who are behind the 8-ball instead of being ahead of it. I mean, a power of attorney is essential. And if someone gets confused and can't make their needs known, how are you going to make those financial decisions for them?
Right. And as anybody will tell you who has walked this road, it is a nightmare. And you lose valuable time and you waste a lot of money that's going to go to the government because you don't have these steps in order. We want to get everybody moved up to that, to first base, okay?
Absolutely.
You go ahead, you have that conversation with Roxanne. Roxanne will tell you what you need at this age, and she'll ask you all about yourself and your situation, your living situation, so that if there were something to happen, instead of kind of running around with your chicken with your head cut off, I mean, it's traumatic anyway when someone gets hurt or someone gets COVID, but instead of making decisions where you don't really know what's coming up next, you just call Roxanne. I mean, what a way to find relief and to know that you've got an advocate on your side who knows the system.
I appreciate that, Linda. I think just, like I said, and advocacy, know what your limits are. And as a child myself of someone who's, you know, teetering on needing nursing home care, I need to be honest with my family and say what I can and can't do. There's no shame in that. It's okay if you can't do hands-on care, but you're willing to do something else, or you're the one that's going to take your loved one to the doctor, or just say, I can't do any of it. This is just not who I am. You know, your family would respect you more by being honest and putting a safe plan in place instead of assuming that, oh, my children are just going to take care of me. It doesn't really work like that.
No, it doesn't. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, when my dad first started getting sick, he's down in New Jersey with my mother. And unfortunately, he got sicker and sicker and then developed COVID. And he passed away in April. But while I was working with my sister down in New Jersey, all I kept thinking was, You know, if I had Roxanne Sorensen and Elder Care Solutions of Western New York down here in New Jersey, I could be making good decisions. I didn't have you down there, Roxanne, but we have you here, and that's so important that what you do doesn't even exist in certain areas, but it does here. And I want everybody who's within the sound of my voice to take advantage of your knowledge and to help them now before a crisis situation starts.
I agree with that. And, you know, the beauty of what we do is we are not location-based. So I get calls from all over the country from different family members who've moved away, and maybe mom and dad are here, or maybe they are out west, for example, and they want to move them here. Those things are not impossible. We just need a strategy. You know, I've moved people across country. I've moved them down south or back here to Buffalo. You know, a lot of what we do can be mimicked in other areas. And there's care managers throughout the United States that I've collaborated with. You don't have to feel alone just because you're not in Western New York. There are advocates out there, and we work jointly with every one of them because it's a team effort. You know, if it's a family, we have to talk to doctors and lawyers and financial planners and whoever else is involved. It shouldn't just be on one person's shoulders.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for her online, it's eldercarewny.com. That's eldercarewny.com. Roxanne Sorensen was the founder of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Roxanne will also be in touch with your attorneys to make sure everything is moving along the way you want it. But Roxanne, we're down to like the last minute and a half of this interview. Tell people what they can expect when they come to you for an interview.
Well, when they come in, we're going to talk about their medical needs, their psychosocial needs. We're going to talk about the living environment. Is it safe to be in their home or wherever they're living? We're going to talk about the financial, and then we're going to come up with all the strategies. You're going to walk out of here with enough information. Your head's probably going to spin a little bit wondering, where do I start? But we'll have a plan. We'll know where to start, and we'll go with the speed of what that person needs. We don't need to jump in full board all the time. Maybe, like I said, it's just simply implementing a lifeline. And it might be multiple meetings because mom and dad want to have a private conversation. They may not want to have it in front of their children, and that's okay. I encourage however it's going to work for each individual family is that's how we're going to work it. But the same premise is going to be across the board. There's going to be all those factors that we're going to look at to make sure that individual's needs are met.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then to know that Roxanne is at the other end of the line to put everything in place, again, if all of a sudden you were to need those services, okay, whether it's a placement or whether it's it's help at home. We, as lay people, we don't have these answers. We love our seniors. We love, even if it's a spouse, it could be anybody that is a senior. We need her information and we need her help to make sure we're getting all the services we need and deserve to keep us living as well as possible. Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, 4255 Harlem Road. Call them today at 716-823-1476.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
What does the red shirt treatment really mean for you? It means getting answers without having to jump through hoops. It means getting access to the care you need so you can put your mind at ease and getting more ways to stay active while also helping those in our community who really need it. What does the red shirt treatment mean? Having 1,000 local people who are all about your health. Learn more about Independent Health at RedShirtTreatment.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out, and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you on Senior Radio Buffalo. This is a time of year where a lot of families are getting together, and hopefully you're having good times, right? I mean, we're trying to do the best we can. We still have restrictions here and there, so it's a real pleasure to be able to get in touch with your family. And I got to tell you, last time I did this when I was home with my family, we had some real serious talks. And, you know, it ended up having those talks. Those talks were a lot better than I was really worried about. I mean, my dad has passed. We're down to my mom now. And, you know, let's face it. I'm 66, okay? My mom is 91. Nobody gets out of this alive. And so it's just important to think about what your assets are and what you have worked so hard your whole life to make sure that everything is funneled in the right way after you pass. I think it would be such a waste of a lifetime to just leave everything willy-nilly, you know, when you pass away. Everybody has assets. You may not think you have very much, but let me tell you, what you have is very valuable to your family, and it's so important to put into writing the kinds of things that you're going to care about with your assets. There's no better people to talk to about this than the folks from the Stam Law Firm, okay? We've had Greg on the show. We've got Brian and Brad standing by. Next Generation, with Amanda Townsend, by the way, who's into estate planning and estate administration, to talk about the importance of having that tough conversation that once you get into it, it's actually not as tough as you think. Right, guys?
Linda, you're right. And what we have found is, whether it be conversations with parents that are getting a little bit older or whatever the situation may be, there's relief in these conversations. Parents feel relieved when their older children come forward and say, hey, mom and dad, what have you been thinking in terms of your assets and what do you want us to do to help you and things along those lines? It provides a lot of relief. And the conversations can go very smoothly, and it becomes a really good information session. And it helps us as the attorneys do the planning that they want, as opposed to, well, I think this would occur if I didn't do anything, or vice versa. They can plan with what they want and how they want things to go. And it provides wonderful comfort to families, because now you have the children who say, we were concerned, and now we're pleased that there's a plan in place. And the parents who say, we were concerned, and now we're pleased that there's a plan in place. And it's really vitally important. And like we're telling everybody, not the easiest thing to talk about, but has to be done.
Has to be done, because it's harder if you don't. And you know what I found by firsthand experience? Sometimes this conversation starts while you're all attending a funeral. It could be somebody in the family. And of course, you're all there, you're all together, and someone starts talking about how, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I would want. Well, what would you want? And so you start moving into that conversation where people feel a little more free to talk about their issues. And then you can start bringing up other things. Well, what about your estate, mom or dad? You know, you've got a lot of assets here. Have you taken care of putting this in writing so your final wishes can be exactly the way you want it? And I would think a lot of people would have opinions on how their estate is going to be divvied up.
Well, And the opinions they have many times, and understandably, is not necessarily what the law says. You know, people have an idea of how they think it'll go if they either don't have anything in place or they haven't updated their documents because something's changed in their life. They just think like, well, it'll just go to the kids or it'll go to so-and-so. Well, not necessarily true.
No.
So that's when you come in and you meet with us, we'll explain what the law says. And if you don't like it or if you don't want it to go that certain way, then tell us how you want it to go, because the courts will always listen to your wishes as long as they're signed documents witnessed by us. Then the court can't come in and say, well, this isn't clear. We make sure it is clear.
You know, I always think about, you know, I don't know one person who loves paying taxes. I don't know one person who loves having the law tell them what to do. And that's exactly what you're opening up yourself into if you don't have your final documents taken care of.
That's correct, Melinda. There are different ways to structure your estate plan to avoid things like the tax implications afterwards, and that's what we're here to help with.
Yeah, let's talk about situations after death. Like, tell us a little bit about what we need to know and what really goes on after someone has passed.
Well, Linda, what we're finding, quite honestly, is that people are unaware of the very specific rules and procedures that happen in court when someone passes. Sometimes, and we understand, it's not easy to call lawyers. People get a little fearful of lawyers or legal fees and things like that. And they try and do these things on their own. They're trying to, quote-unquote, administrate their parents' estate, per se, on their own. And then they hit that roadblock where they're like, oh, I don't know what this means. Gee, I need help. And we're finding that a lot of people are not sure of the process. What we want to provide to the families in this community is help and guidance in that. They're grieving. They're suffering. It's not easy, certainly, to lose a loved one, and we understand that. We're here to help guide you through that process, because I'm telling you, it's not easy.
No, it is not. And you, and as you were saying, once you do have that conversation and you do have your will and your power of attorney, you have all of this worked out, you know, you feel, like you say, so relieved just to know that everything is taken care of in case and when, and then in case, we're all gonna pass away, but yeah. When this happens. And like you say, to find out what really happens legally after death, if this is not in place, is really sad. It's doubly sad for the person who has passed and for their loved ones.
Oh yeah, and it gets worse, and it gets more difficult in the difficult time already, because now you can have family members fighting. You can have people coming out of the woodwork looking to get some money from some source. So it becomes stressful, too. And, you know, people don't understand how the law works in certain ways, that there's creditors out there. There's nursing homes that are looking to get reimbursed. There's some children who are out of a will and try to get back in. So we always encourage people, soon after a loss of a loved one, let us get involved and take that burden off you. Right. Let us take that burden as your professional attorneys, and you go through the grieving process, and then we'll take you through the legal steps of what we do for you to get everything in place at the end.
And Linda, there's times when the will may not actually have to be, quote unquote, brought to court. That people may come in and there may be beneficiaries in place or pay on death or transfer on death designations where we can explain to people this doesn't have to go through probate. And they look at us like, oh, it doesn't? Well, what does that mean? Well, you're the beneficiary. It's just going to come to you. Really?
Say, like life insurance?
Yeah. Wow.
401ks?
Yeah.
So if a loved one didn't have all their affairs in order, you're still recommending that the survivors in this family come and see you to see what you can do for this person's estate.
Yes, we can walk them through that entire process and go through all the questions they have, look at all of the assets, and guide them in order to take care of that.
I mean, Linda, sometimes we're finding assets that kids didn't even know about. I'm not kidding you. We write letters to all the banks in Western New York to make sure there's no accounts out there, because, you know, not every parent tells their kids where their money is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding. We found $100,000 out at Bank on Buffalo. $100,000.
Yeah.
And the family, what?
Yeah. You don't know sometimes what mom or dad have.
You don't. And again, in this day of blended families and step families and who's in the will, who is not, by all means, you want to work with someone who can help you. And not only just for this generation. The Stams have been around. They believe in building long-lasting relationships, generation after generation. You can let their family help your family. Get all this in order. Have those tough conversations. You're going to find they're not as tough as you think. But do remember, they're harder if you don't. We want to thank Brad and Brian Stamm, S-T-A-M-M, and Amanda Townsend for joining us. She's the attorney who takes care of estate planning and estate administrator. Visit either of their offices in Williamsville or Clarence. And, of course, keep listening to Senior Radio Buffalo and find them on SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. If you're looking for them specifically, StamLaw.com, or you can call them on their main number at 631-5767. And always remember that you've been listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD 3 Niagara Falls. Odyssey Station.